faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's...
What in the ham sandwich?
We sorry to ban it, yo. Letting y'all know. Don't take it personal. It's just business.
This is what I want to say to them. Yeah. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the hunk of buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jaw me to death.
Don't jaw me.
We praying for you, B.
We praying for you,
but man. But you dead wrong, man.
You dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich? Mic check 1-2. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, formerly known as Saint Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer bass boy.
Right.
It's Cookie Morant.
I don't know how I felt about that yet, yo. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how I felt about that, yo. You know what I'm saying? I'm still feeling a certain way about that.
I feel you, man.
You know what I mean? Because everybody know Cook Dog.
Yeah.
Everybody know the drummer Beast Boy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know it might take some time to get used to. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't do that in my concert either, dog. In the concert, yo.
I didn't call you Cookie Morant.
Nah, son.
I'm stuck, son. I'm sorry, B.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? I'm stuck on a triple name, yo.
Respect my name.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying?
Sean Sloan and Cookie Morant on the Ham Sandwich Show.
Oh, damn.
It's a pleasure to be with y'all. We are the most dangerous show right now.
Yeah.
On radio. Why? Because we cut through the fat.
Uh-huh.
And we give you nothing but the facts. No jaw work.
The facts of life.
The facts of life.
The birds and the bees.
You know what I'm saying? And better yet, we give you the truth.
The truth does set you free. So help me God.
You know what I mean? And so that's what we do, man. We talk about life, talk about sports,
yeah,
entertainment, politics.
Anything that the church scared to say,
we say it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't scared to say it because you know what? These are the things that we got to talk about.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? So
we losing our people, y'all.
Losing our people every
day.
Single day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's what it is, man. Welcome to the Ham Sandwich Show. And we're going to go ahead and get into the Ham Sports Hour.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Featuring your boy Cookie Morant, our sportsologist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? It looks like it's going to be a banging playoff, yo.
Off the shablanger.
Off the shablanger.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? Those you thought who were going to make it might not make it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And those who you didn't expect to make it.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Might be there.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm
saying? And I think we all can agree that out of the West Coast, if the Lakers don't make it, that'll be an upset.
It's a shock. If they
that'll
lose
be a shock.
Any games, it's a shocker. Sure. Yeah.
That'll be a shock. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now from the East Coast. Okay. Give me your final four. Give me your
final four.
Yes. Give me your final four. Two out of the West.
I got in the West.
We already know you got the Lakers.
I got the Lakers. They are automatic get there.
Automatic bid.
I got the Lakers. And y'all gonna think I'm crazy, like I said before. I got the Trailblazers.
You got the Trailblazers, dog.
Yep.
But all the inexperience.
Yep.
Just because they super deep.
Yeah. In the East.
Right.
I got the Cavs and the Atlanta Hawks.
The Atlanta Hawks.
Yep.
Wow.
And in the NBA Finals.
Right.
I got the Cavs and the Lakers.
That'll be...
And I got the Lakers winning it all in four games straight.
You know what? You know what I'm saying? I'm about to play my hater card right now, son.
All
right. I'm about to play my hater card.
Go ahead, son.
I hope the Lakers don't win a championship, yo.
Why?
Because I don't want Kobe to win a championship by himself.
That's a crying story. Pray for him, y'all.
I never liked Kobe. You know what I'm saying?
Why, now, man? The boy is
Kobe,
disgusting.
Look, Kobe has gotten to become a better player and a better teammate ever since Paul Gasol got there. You know what I'm saying? He's sharing the ball. You know what I'm saying? I'm starting to like his game better. Kobe's ridiculous. He's a video game. We understand that. I'm talking about from a team player aspect. I did not like Kobe as a team player. At all.
He was young and dumb.
You know what I'm saying? I did not like him as a team player. You know what I'm saying? And now he needed some help. Gasol got there. They put some pieces
Lamar
together.
Odom and Bynum.
Lamar, Bynum. Put some pieces together. Back. But to me, Gasol was the glue. I feel.
Yeah.
Kobe loves Paul Gasol.
Right.
He loved that dude.
Right.
Because the dude has a high basketball IQ.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
I just felt that Kobe's championship was because of Shaq.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And Shaq proved that by going to Miami and winning another one. So you can't argue against that point.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why Kobe's going
to
win one.
That's why I don't want him to win one,
yo. Kobe's so nasty. Let me tell you what they was talking about.
I know he nasty, yo.
They said that Kobe's so nasty that he's become Jordan-esque and winning MVPs over as Kobe.
Right.
Who Jordan playing it? Jordan won MVP every year.
Right.
They said Kobe is like that now.
Okay.
That he's getting blackballed because he's so good that Kobe is the obvious choice to win MVP of the league every year.
And they're trying to do something different. And I agree with you. You know what I'm saying? But every time we have this argument, you always come from an individual standpoint, and I'm coming from a team standpoint.
I feel you.
Now, he's become a better player.
But MVP Steph, a most viable player, that's the best player in the NBA.
Does the best player, mean he the best team player
but
in the NBA?
But it don't mean that. MVP don't mean
that. But I'm not talking about that, though. Kobe's been the best player in the league for the last couple of years.
And that's why he keep getting overshadowed in the MVP award.
All I'm talking about is, you know, I just want him to win, yo. Sorry, Kobe. I got hate in my blood right now. I've been drinking Haterade.
Hey, Yankees, you dumbest. You shouldn't have moved.
Yankees built a banging stadium.
The richest stadium built in the history of any sport.
They're not only serving hot dogs and hamburgers. You know what I'm saying? I think you can buy like finger sandwiches, shrimp.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're not only buying beer. You can buy wine.
Yes.
Skyboxes off the chain.
Yes.
Luxury.
Yes. That's just like a mall in that joint.
And dudes freaking smacking balls out the park.
Yeah. Left and right. They ain't going home run derby up in that joint. Yankee Stadium ain't never been home run derby.
Never. You know what I'm saying?
How you going to hit 20 home runs in 4 games?
And his was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Well, I guess the Cubs. Because I was going to say, how you going to have a storied franchise with a stadium like that?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But don't cats be smacking balls out Cubs Stadium?
Not like that. Chicago, the windy city.
Yeah, that's right, the wind. But
that wind blow in, though. It don't blow out.
Yeah, that's true. But I think the wind got more to do with it than the actual size of the stadium.
Yeah, they said because the way the stadium built, the wind comes from left field and blows down across the right field.
Right. But if it weren't for that win,
I
think Cats would be smacking balls out that park if it weren't for that win.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But for you to be a storied franchise, you know what I'm saying, to have a stadium, you know what I'm saying, when you getting football numbers run up on you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And what you're doing is you're making a pitcher shy away from there, from going to the Yankees.
Exactly.
Though no pitcher want to go to a hitter's park. That don't make any sense.
Of course it don't. You know what I'm saying? ERA be blown up.
Yeah. Look at the third starter. Three starts, son. His ERA is 34.50. Wayne.
That's ridiculous, yo.
Now, that is embarrassing.
That's very embarrassing.
Right.
Especially for New York.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So
how come every time the Yankees get something, the Mets got to do something? They got their new stadium. But, of course.
Mets doing their thing, though.
Of course, the Mets stadium cost $900 million. The Yankees called $1.something billion.
I don't know. I think the Yankees and the Mets might be. And I'm a Yankees fan. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no hate against the Mets. Mets is decent. But it looked like the Yankees and the Mets reversing, yo.
You think so?
Look like the Mets is getting much better.
Yeah, they getting
and
better.
The Yankees
they're younger.
They're younger, right. But the Yankees are struggling, man. You know what I'm saying?
You can't buy championships in baseball. No sport no more. You really can't do that.
Here's the deal. You know what I'm saying? When you start. For a long time, Steinbrenner was purchasing veterans,
right.
Or purchasing dudes like kind of at the peak of their career.
Right.
And getting a lot of use out of them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? He have a team stacked full of all-stars.
Right.
But at some point, that's going to end.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Because there ain't going to be no more old people to buy no more.
That's right. And then you're not developing your minor league.
No. You know what I'm saying? You got no...
You trade your best players away for 35-year-old veterans.
Right. So you won a whole string of championships because
right.
of that.
Right.
But then once that's gone, you got no young players.
That's right.
It might be a drought, B.
Yeah.
I ain't going to front you. You know what I'm saying?
And the manager going to take the fall. He going to be fat. I think Joe Girardi.
You're talking about the manager.
Joe Girardi probably be fired before the season over.
And Steinbrenner's the one that really should be getting the blame.
Yeah.
From the stadium to the way they're handling the business. Right.
You can't keep buying superstars. That's what's wrong with the Redskins. That's what's wrong with the Cowboys.
Yep. Exactly.
You can't keep buying superstars.
And you wonder why these young franchises, you know what I'm saying?
Up.
Like the Marlins.
Yep.
And all these young teams. Supposedly coming out of nowhere.
Right.
They're not coming out of nowhere.
They suffer the first 3 years.
Because their players get better and better and better.
That's right. That's right.
And then they become superstars.
That's right.
And then mess around. You know what I'm saying? They might pull in two or three championships.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Or pretty much be in the playoffs every single year.
That's right. Derek Jeter, 35.
So
A-Rod, 32.
Yankees, step y'all game up. A-Rod, stop juicing, yo.
Yeah, yo.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
Stop lying, too.
Yeah, yo.
And you too self-serving, dog.
Yeah.
I do love himself, yo.
Don't it?
A-Rod, love A-Rod, yo.
When you getting $30 million a year.
I guess you're supposed to love yourself. show yourself some love. You know what I'm saying? But how you put one of the most arrogant players in baseball on a team with Mr. Baseball? Derek Jeter is Mr. Baseball.
He been clutch this year.
He has been clutch.
Clutch.
But when you think about Major League Baseball, about Derek Jeter.
When you say Yankees, Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't say A-Rod.
Let me ask you this. Sportsologist. Let me ask you this. Where would Derek Jeter go down?
In Yankee history.
Will he go down as the greatest Yankee? Will he go down as the top three Yankees? Where would he go down in Yankee history? You got a lot of Yankees to pick from. A lot of superstar Yankees to pick from.
I think Derek Jeter will be the third best Yankee player ever.
Okay.
And the best Yankee shortstop in the history of Yankees.
Okay.
Number one is Babe Ruth. Number two is Reggie Jackson.
Okay, I was going to say, Reggie Jackson.
And then
Derek
Jeter.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to beat Reggie Jackson. And it's definitely, I don't see anybody beating Babe Ruth.
Right.
His name
you
is.
You still got Joe DiMaggio. And I'm putting him ahead of Joe DiMaggio.
Joe DiMaggio, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Lou Gehrig and the boy.
Wow, that's deep.
Yeah. Wow. I'm putting him in front of them.
Derek Jeter doing big things with big people.
A-Rod will go down as one of the best players in the history of Major League Baseball, period.
No doubt.
Because he's been on three different teams.
Right, and that hurt him. But he will go down as one of the best players in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just like Barry Bonds will. I don't care what nobody say.
So hold up. I was just going to ask you that. So.
The man black. I don't care. I ain't racist, y'all. Y'all don't want the man to be the great. Because y'all want to keep Babe Ruth up there.
All right, but let me ask you this, yo. So you don't feel, we had this conversation before, you don't feel that him being the best player has been tainted by steroids?
No.
Why?
He was hitting 37 home runs when he was skinny.
Okay, that's 37 home runs.
30.
Okay. That's different than
hitting 50, 60,
70. Okay, and I'm with you. When he was skinny.
The first 10 years, he already had 500 home runs.
Okay.
About four shots.
Right, and a lot of great players have. Not the greatest player.
Right.
But a lot of great players have those stats.
Y'all mad.
He became the greatest player after he started looking like Incredible Hulk.
Hey, four MVPs, hitting balls, 60. And he is go down history, the fiercest hitter ever. They essentially walk this dude about 100 times a year.
Probably because freaking
this
neck
is so bad.
Popping out his shirt.
This is so bad. They'll walk the bases loaded before he hit.
Yeah.
Nobody don't do that.
I seen that before. I seen them walk the bases. That's crazy, son.
Yes.
They'd rather give up one run.
Right.
Basically, they're saying, we're going to give you a run.
Yeah. Because they want it.
Because we don't want 3 runs given
right.
up.
Right. Bases loaded, they walk the dude on purpose. Let the one run come in there.
And of course, you know what I'm saying? I agree with you on the argument that you still have to have the eye to hit. You know what I'm saying?
Eye-hand coordination.
For all y'all dummies out there, hitting the baseball is one of the hardest things to do in any sport.
That's right.
I think hitting the baseball and
95 miles an hour.
95 miles an hour. I think hitting the baseball and dribbling a soccer ball are two of the hardest things to do in sports.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shooting a basketball, you can learn how to do that. Throwing a football, catching a football.
I put golf up there, too.
I would put golf. Hitting a golf ball on a par four and getting it on the green in three shots is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Now, here's a crazy thing about it. If you give a regular person 100 chances to get a par four, you know what I'm saying, in three shots, or to hit a 95-mile baseball, give him 100 chances, he'll get on the green first before he hit that baseball.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? All As a day. Matter of fact, he might hurt himself trying to hit that baseball.
Yeah.
He might pull something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Because you don't realize just how much coordination. If you watch.
0.3 seconds to determine if you're going to swing or not.
And these dudes are already in motion.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? As a dude is coming with his downstroke on his pitch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And then he has to have enough power.
Right.
To, if it's a ball, to stop all that momentum.
That's right.
So you still got to hit the ball.
Right.
You still have to have the eyes.
Right.
You still have to have the direction.
Right.
No, nobody talk about that.
Nope.
Aiming the ball anywhere you want it. And Barry Bonds hit the ball wherever he want to hit it.
Anywhere.
And think about this. Wherever the ball is coming, he has to, in that split second, adjust his body and everything.
That's right.
To either pull it or push it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So I will agree with you with that. But Babe Ruth wasn't on steroids.
He was an alcoholic woman feeder.
Right, but that might have hurt his game. You know what I'm saying? He was still doing his thing.
Yeah.
But it's the Ham News and Updates, man. Don't forget to call us 757-325-9493. That's 757-325-9493. Or email us ham@slaughtermusic.com for all your requests, comments, questions. We want to hear about what you got to say, what's on your mind. You know what to do. We about to get into the show. Sean Slaughter, Cookie Morant.
That's right. Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother.
I think we got a baby right here. Especially during the summertime. Drama. Mob. Help me out.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is on. But I won't feel it because I got that SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn. Hell is torn. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. I put my SPF on, my SPF strong, my SPF lasts long. In fact, it lasts for all eternity. I went to the infirmary so that hell won't be burning me. Jesus told me I only needed one application. Why folk go to the altar 20 times for salvation? As if the first time wasn't good enough. They be on that I lost my salvation stuff. As if they can lose it, as if they can earn it. We can't earn SPF, that's what I am learning. So it's not that they had it and that it went to waste. The issue is they never had it in the first place. Because they didn't believe, inspired by peer pressure. Cause she saw the church mothers giving her obscene gestures. You wanna prevent fire, you need that name brand. Christ lived a perfect life and died for your sins and rose again. Damn. Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on. That SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on. But I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
Ready to bang bang. Why you think it's a game. Shame. Feel the pain. If you never call on the name. Gotta mentally train. What you putting your brain. I ain't seeing the flame. Can't let my walking faith go down the drain. I got my salvation, so now I come up with these different ways how I can lead you to Jesus, cause he can bleed us. For I shut up on me, I'll die. Yes, I mean physically soldier. I fight the good fight like in Timothy. Reading and fasting and praying is the remedy to get the victory over the enemy. I don't know about you, but I'd have been done, lost my mind. I ain't, but Christ ain't give up the mission.
nation and leave his cross behind. Now that's an example that's difficult to find, but can't worry, he encouraged me to stay on my grind. So VKD and TIP want you to see that he be the living G-O-D. He can work through you like he worked through me. We all stand together to help build his empire, cause he the only one to offer salvation and prevent fire.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
Hey yo, you know it's hot outside, I'm feeling like I'm getting steam baked. Take this SPF, your tanning lotion's getting replaced. Slim, you need to turn from sin, look at him, homie, see grace. How you gonna take hell, hell, you be sweating from a heat wave. If this is not a cliche, abort your boast. Well, rotate over them fires like a big you will roast. And those good deeds did not help you, homie, not even close. You hit, hit, blow, hit, hit, don't be like most and Mary saying you need to file divorce. The father paid for your sin, call it child support. Without his payment, hell, hell is a place all sinners report. It's so, so hot, make Africa feel like a winter resort. His death created SPF, now that's a great truth. Send our praises, oh so high, we dress them up in space suits. Without Christ, you think it's caviar, but you will taste poop. Salvation prevents fire, get it from haste.
Because he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on. Cause he died on the cross, I put that SPF on, that SPF on, that SPF on. The veil was torn, hell is on, but I won't feel it cause I got that SPF on.
The What in the Ham Sandwich Show. Get your weight up, son.
So this is why we going to the top now. This is how us Christians do it.
Job rocking.
Top now, top now, top now. Christians do it. Top now, top now, top.
Christian, Christian, Christian. Go into the
now, top now, top now. Christians
do it.
Top now, top now, top. Christian, Christian, Christian. Top. Now, top, now, top, now, Christians, top, now, top, now, top, now, Christian, Christian.
Who they beefing with? Put some peace in it. I'm repping Jesus Christ with a little bit of street in it. Come correct you, come bad, I'll confess every beat out my chest, every word that I stress. I'ma hold it down, ain't nobody gonna stop this. But keep on trying, son, you never gonna top this. Try and cop this, you walking kinda slow. I'm already on the next show, changing up my flow. Here I go, head to toe, all for Christ, let them know. Making moves, see me grow, tell them how the Christians roll. I'm original, on top of that, I'm spiritual. I live for greater, never settling for minimal.
Now, top, now, top, now, Christians, top, now, top, now, top, now, Christians.
What's the definition of a lady? This is crazy, the stereotypes this world gave me. But Jesus saved me and now the devil hates me. I went ahead and redefined the meaning of a lady. Go get your party on, bump this song. He's on celebrating life all night long. And never seen a female rapping hard. Every time I spit a ball, now I'm representing God. If you wanna know, go ahead and disregard all the people saying Christian music's never going far. I got a message and I'm spitting from the heart. Now take away my spotlight cause Jesus is the star.
Now, top, now, top, now, Christian, Christian, top, now, top, now, top, now, Christian, Christian.
Yo, I got the Holy Ghost, no, I'm not delirious. Nah. I speak the truth, so you better take me serious. Yeah. Never fake what it takes, I'm a soldier. On my grind every day, the struggle's never over. I keep it real with you, I share a meal with you. Heaven need a prayer, I'ma go ahead and kneel with you. It's the way we do this, these speakers can't refuse it. Heard the pray, now I'm bumping to this Jesus music.
Now, top, now, top, now, Christians, top, now, top, now, top, now, Christian, Christian, top, now, top, now, top,
raps for the Christian kids. Have some you can listen to. Bump this wherever you go. Represent Jesus.
We back.
Back on the Block Ham Sandwich Show.
All day.
And I guess today we want to kind of address a kind of serious issue.
Yeah, yeah.
That's been affecting our, you know what I'm saying, our streets, our kids. You know what I'm saying? You know, we always like to give public service announcements on the Ham Sandwich Show.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I know we all jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But sometimes, sometimes we got to get serious with this.
All day. We got to get serious. We got to get funky. We got to get it popping.
Yeah, I mean, because the devil is still running rampant.
The devil.
The devil.
They da-da-da-da-da-da shit.
It's still on his rampage.
That's right. And he's using the young people to destroy this country.
Yep. Using them. You know what I'm saying?
Using and abusing them and throwing them away.
Throwing them away. Trashing them.
That's right.
And today's show, we want to talk about the rise of gangs that's happening in the country.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Like I said, on my way over here.
Go ahead. Tell us what happened.
Getting out my car, going to get my son. You know what I'm saying? My dunny.
Yeah, Dun-Dun.
Yeah.
Deion Lee, a.k.a. Cleon Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A.k.a. Took.
Yeah,
A.k.a.
Yeah.
Tookie.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? Not Tookie Williams. You know what I'm saying? You're not a little gangsta. But I'm getting out of my car, son.
Right.
And I just turned my head, and I saw, like, a couple of blocks down, teenagers get shot in the back.
What?
Right in my eyesight.
This happened today.
Today.
Picking up your little thunny.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And
you know, straight
everybody cry, everybody hollering. You know how gunshots go off.
Yeah.
You from New York, you know how the gunshots do.
Right.
People scream, running all over the place.
Right. It was crowded outside?
Yes. And then when the man hit the ground, you saw everybody come out there. They blocked off like three blocks worth with cops. Put the yellow tape around. You know what I'm saying?
And out here in Virginia, they only got one cop per car.
Yeah.
So it'd be 1,000 cars out there.
That's right. That's right. You know what I'm saying? And like we said, Virginia's one of the top in the nation in gangs, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
one of the gangs that's really been, and let me tell you this story. And, you know, it's kind of gang criminal related. My homeboy, you know what I'm saying, got a new job, and just talked to him yesterday. And he was saying how he's working, you know what I'm saying, at the 7-Eleven. And they're closing up, you know what I'm saying, kind of getting ready. Or actually, they're not closing up, but they just, you know, I just got milling around or whatever.
Yeah.
And so his man go to the back, and he say he always hear the bell ring, but he was doing something.
Right.
Just told me the story yesterday. The dude turns around. There's a dude with a ski mask, gloves.
Right.
And a Glock point to his face. So naturally, if you turn around and see that, he was like, I just blanked out. Because first of all, I didn't even see the gun.
Right.
I'm looking at dude like, yo, why you got a ski mask on?
Right.
Like it take a minute for your brain
right.
to process.
Right.
And then he was like, oh snap, we being robbed. Matter of fact, it was on the news. I don't know, you might have seen it on the news. And he said, so the dude, you know what I'm saying, said, give me all the money, all that type of stuff, right? So he said his man came out from the back.
Right.
Now, you know what I'm saying, policy for any store, I'm sure, is that when you encounter a criminal, to be still.
Right.
Chill.
Right.
Whatever you want, you give him.
That's right.
This dude, my friend standing there with the gun to his face, his man comes out his back. The man comes out the back of the store. He see him. And the dude jets and runs in the vault and locks it. The robber busts two shots at the vault as he's running to the vault. And then he brings the gun back to my friend's face.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And start acting crazy. And then buck two shots by him to let him know that he was serious.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, this happened to you, son? You're like, yeah.
That's crazy.
So he was like, so he told me to empty the register or whatever. So he said while he was emptying the register, He was kicking box like there was box underneath the counter.
Right.
And he was kicking them and moving them aside.
Right. Trying to push the button.
Well, I don't know. What he said was, he said he felt that the dude was going to shoot him.
Right.
You know, after he gave him the money.
Right.
So he was moving the boxes just in case he had to duck and go under the counter.
Right.
Because the guy was in front of the counter. So he said as soon as he gave him the money, the dude stepped back and just started busting. He ducked. And my friend said he actually got grazed by a bullet.
Right.
That's how close he was. Right. You know what I'm saying? He said he realized till later. And then the dude ran out the store, shoot into the store, and then ran out shooting at the customers outside. And then they called him like a couple of hours later. You know what I'm saying? This was on, I guess, Wavy 10 or whatever it was, a couple of days ago.
What was this at?
At the 7-Eleven by Hampton Club.
Okay, I know you're talking about.
You seen it on TV?
Yeah.
That was my friend that was at the register, dog.
Did he quit after that day?
Nah. Gangster. Nah, he ain't quit, man. He need the job. So he need the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And 7-Eleven got the best benefits. Did you know that?
Nah. He told me.
Yeah.
He was working somewhere else. He went to 7-Eleven. Yeah. They pay more.
That's right.
And they got banging benefits.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And their food selection is jumping off.
Yes.
Freaking wings.
Yeah, you got everything up in that, Jake.
You know what I mean? But there's a rise of gangs going on right now.
Yeah.
And, you know what I'm saying? A rise of crime. And I guess we can understand because, number one, there's a recession.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And whenever there's a recession, you know what I'm saying, a couple of things going to go up. Suicide rates.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
And it has went up. Another 50-year-old hunger cell.
Are you serious?
My coworker was on the phone with me. Her girlfriend called and said her daughter hung herself in her room.
What?
That's the second time. Chaz friend. Moment of kicker for Chaz, the white dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That play receiver, catch on the balls.
Yes.
He hung himself too.
Don't. This just happened?
Yeah, that was this year.
Son, do not tell
I forgot
tell
to tell
me,
Yeah, I forgot. The white dude's catching on a pass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because it was Chaz.
Right.
And then it was, I forget, the other homeboy, 22.
Right, the black guy.
Playing the black.
But then
the
got the white guy.
But yeah, the white dude who was fast.
And then he was the field goal kicker.
That dude was nasty.
Yes.
That dude hung himself.
Yep.
And we saw that dude play.
Yep. 15 years old.
And as you can see today, you wonder why gangs are rising.
Yeah.
Our teenagers are trouble, man.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
going through
right.
crazy stuff and dealing with peer pressure, dealing with anxiety.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Dealing with broken homes.
Yep.
Dealing with, you know, the environment ain't right.
Right.
You know, living in the hood.
Right.
And, you know, it's getting crazy, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, USA Today, they have a stat saying that gang rise, of course, like we said, gang rise is a gang rise. That gang violence and gangs are rising. And Forbes says that street gang membership in the U.S. has grown steadily to more than 750,000, outnumbering police officers.
That don't make no sense.
So, if a group of gang members organize in one certain place, they might not have enough police officers.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? To hold them. And if they don't got enough police officers to hold them, it's going to be a bloodbath.
That's right.
There are going to be a lot of young men down on the street that day.
That's right. And the young people can't get guns. They get it from grown folks.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
The older men and women are recruiting these young kids.
All day. The OGs, cats that done time.
Right.
Cat, you know what I'm saying? Cats that have been on the streets for a minute.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is the knowledge they passing down.
Right.
You know what I mean? And here's what the article says. It says they're organized. It says they have a board of directors inside prison and outside prison. A board of directors. It said even while in prison, they recruit teens even down to elementary school, dog.
Yep.
Gangs are being run. And you know, if you watch American Gangster on BET,
right,
banging documentary on some of the, you know, big gangsters that were in our time. These guys were not idiots.
Right.
These guys were brilliant.
Right.
They were smart. They were organized. And they ran their business like a corporation.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, this is what we've come to today, man. You know what I'm saying? The rise of gangs. And, you know, the gang thing in LA, of course, we know is extremely serious.
Right.
It's been like that for forever.
Right.
But it becomes crazy when all of a sudden in a place like Alexandria, Virginia,
yeah,
where a lot of middle to upper class people You know what I'm saying? A lot of government workers, a lot of money.
Right.
And you have one of the biggest gangs that's out there.
Yep.
Doing their thing. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
And church, what y'all doing?
Nathaniel Joe Blanson.
What are we doing? What are we doing about this?
Do we got any activities for the teenagers at church? Do we got church functions?
We got service and car washes.
We don't have camping trips.
I mean, we got trips and stuff, but you know what? You know what I'm saying? And here's the reality. You know what? We're not even going to get into that.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because what we want to do is we want to, on our next segment, we want to break down, you know what I'm saying, some of the reasons we think gang violence is rising.
Why teenagers, you know what I'm saying, join gangs.
Why teenagers join gangs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then, in our Thunum Hour, we're going to see if we can come up with some solutions.
Some solutions.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And some answers to this problem.
Have some insight.
All
right.
You know what I'm saying? So hang on with us, man. Sean Slaughter, Cook Morant.
Check out the music we about to play. Harlem.
Yeah.
Shades on, cause it's bright outside.
See, sometimes we've been deceived by the world's facade.
Shutter shades on.
So when the flashing lights are on, I gotta block them. I got my
shutter shades on, cause it's bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside. Shutter shades on. Bright outside, bright outside, cause it's bright outside.
So the world came down and it became flesh. Transform my mind like I could refresh. And I spread the gospel till there's no one left. Cause my life before was a hot mess. And I feel the compression up in my chest. So I walk around the city like I got no stress. In reality I got them breathing down my neck. Lick shots in the air, I hit the deck. And they're telling me to read it. Lose a little weight cause you need it. Model chicks stuck on you like leeches. TV appearances on Regis. But I ain't with that man. I keep my eyes focused on the righteous land. Where the day or night, dark or bright, where them shades block that light.
Shutter shades on cause it's bright outside. Bright outside cause it's bright outside. Shutter shades on. Bright outside. Bright outside cause it's bright outside.
See, the world's trying to give us identity, but greater is he who lives in me. Stand confident cause you've been set free. And block them things that ain't healthy. And I know it's hard cause it's all around. What I see, what I read, travel just like sound. We heaven bound, true life we found. Stampede the ground, go pound to pound. And they're telling me to get them cars, get that rims and get that broad. That's the life of a superstar. Sit back like a fat cat, smoke cigars. But I ain't with that man. I keep my eyes focused on the righteous land. Where the day or night, dark or bright, where them shades block that light.
Shutter shades on, cause it's bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside. Shutter shades on, bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside.
Come on. We the same in the streets, them lights are killing me. Drive around town, windows down, you know you're hearing me. And them lights, so bright, it's almost blinding me. To black that day and night, how am I got the
shutter shades on, cause it's bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside. Shutter shades on, bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside. Shades, stutter, bright outside shades. Stutter shades on, stutter shades on, stutter shades on, cause it's bright outside. Stutter shades on, cause it's bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside. Stutter shades on, bright outside. Bright outside, cause it's bright outside.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show with Cook Dog and Sean Slaughter.
Special request to all the girls from North, South, East, and West. From the party, look good, I ain't know what you have to go. Yeah, yeah.
My eyes can see all the tragedy, but you believe it. Yeah. I'm down on my knees, Lord.
Way off the surface of God, like we see in the scriptures. If you. Don't let him break you. Turn your heart to your maker. Give Jesus a try. I'm a witness that he can save you. Don't let him rape you. Cause your fate is eternal. Live now so you can live again. These words are eternal. My prayer.
Talking about gangs that are rising in America today.
And it's deep.
And why?
Why is it happening?
Why is it happening?
You know what I'm saying?
Why is a lot of gang battles and robberies and malicious wounded and maimed by mob and gang activities?
And why is it spreading so fast in different places?
Like wildfire.
Like, okay, L.A., okay, New York,
Jersey.
You know what I'm saying?
Maryland, D.C.
Chicago. Okay, all right.
D.A.
But when you got gangs in Alabama and Idaho.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
In Iowa.
Las Vegas.
You know L.A. I mean, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah.
And there's a problem. There's
Wyoming.
There's something happening. You know what I'm saying? Montana. You know what I'm saying? We're smoking cows and stuff like that.
Indiana.
You know what I mean? And there's really gangs in these places, man.
Yeah, it's all over the country.
You know what I'm saying? Why do you think gangs are rising, man? I mean, give me a reason. You know what I'm saying? Give me one reason. Why do you think gangs are rising?
I think gangs rises because teenagers feel like it's a family thing. That they are being loved more in the games than they do at home.
So you telling me
and they feel a part of something. They might be some loners. You know, there was a nobody. People picked on them. As soon as they come, initiated to a gang, they feel like they're somebody.
It's somebody.
Right.
So you telling me that there's no, you know what I'm saying, somebody ain't raising their kids the way they're supposed to be raised.
That's right. That's what it's right. If you raise your kids right, I'm not going to say that 95% of the time they won't stray the wrong way.
I agree. They'll do wrong things.
Right, but not that so extreme.
No, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
It starts at home.
I agree. And to be honest, a lot of parents, and not to knock y'all parents, right. You know what I'm saying? And not to shoot nothing at y'all, you know what I'm saying? But unfortunately, a lot of parents that I've met whose sons and daughters have joined gangs, there's been an issue with the parent.
That's right.
There's been drug use.
Right.
There's been alcohol abuse. There's been physical and mental abuse to the parent.
That's right.
There's been a broken home.
Right.
Dad is not there.
Right.
Mom is not there. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, the parent gets saved or the parent comes to know the Lord. And but that whole time, the kid was growing up in that craziness.
Right. Now you try to change the atmosphere.
Now you try to change the atmosphere. And
right. He rebelled or she rebellion.
Right. And exactly.
Right.
And don't even realize that there was some seed sown.
Right.
And understand what we're saying. When you commit sins, Jesus will forgive you of your sins.
That's right.
You are 100% clean.
Right.
But there still might be some consequences you have to face.
All day. That's what people don't understand. You're forgiven.
Yeah, you're forgiven all day.
But you already committed it. There's going to be some consequences after the commitment.
If you was having sex before you got saved.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You slept with somebody with gonorrhea.
Right.
And then you prayed to God, you got saved and said, God, forgive me.
Right.
For sleeping with all these women.
Right.
The Lord will forgive you in that instant.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But your pee-pee might still be on fire.
That's right. All day.
It might still burn when you pee.
All day.
You know what I'm saying?
Have sex. You say, forgive me, and the girl get pregnant. That's the consequences.
That's the consequence.
You was forgiven.
But you got to live with that now.
That's right.
You got to deal with that. You know what I'm saying?
And that's right.
So you might have had a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying, that was definitely ungodly.
Right.
And you changed your life around, but some of the seeds you sown or on your kid. Now, are we saying that your kid can't turn around? No, not at all.
We're not saying that.
But what we are saying is your child might be in a little bit more difficult situation.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Had they been raised in a more healthy,
right.
You know what I'm saying, environment.
And I think another thing is that... A second thing is that the parents don't even know what their kids do.
Shh. Let me tell you something, dog. When I was growing up, there wasn't no closing the door and going in your room.
That's all day.
I don't care if you're watching TV playing video games.
That's right.
And if that door was closed, my parents could open the door and had access as much as they wanted to.
That's right.
As much as they... Ain't no, you know...
Shut
the door, man!
Yeah.
Clears the effing door, man!
Yeah.
What do you do? You're so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. All right.
Yeah.
Let me talk to my parent like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I would have had all my fronts knocked out.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? When I used to do dirt back in the day, I was more scared of my parents than the police.
And that's how I should be.
That's how I should be.
Yeah.
That's how the parents put the fear in God in me.
That's right.
And here's what's crazy. When raised in a healthy household where there's real parenting going on, a kid will have a healthy respect for authority.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you never laying down no laws, you know what I'm saying? If you trying to be your kid's friend.
Buddy,
chummy, pal.
Girlfriend.
That's cool, but that better be second.
That's right.
To you being his mother or father.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Because guess what? If you don't have no authority in their life, they're not going to have no authority for no teachers.
That's right.
No police officers. Nobody.
That's right.
Anybody try to tell them to do something? I got kids now, man. I be talking to them, trying to tell them to do something. They've been baby, yo. You know what I'm saying? You know, my man calls him Big shout out to Derek. My man calls him video game thugs.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because they be in the house playing video games all day.
Yeah.
Doing whatever they want to do. Texting. You know what I'm saying? A little sidebar. I found out about this thing called sexting.
Right.
Where cats be texting each other nasty messages. Boyfriend, girlfriend, just friends. If you're a girl and you're a boy and they friends.
Yeah.
Texting just nasty messages, stuff they're going to do. They call it sexting, yo. If you husband and wife, go ahead and sext all you want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Text your wife. But these kids off the chain, though.
It's what have the youth come to?
And
got gang violence. Sex is up. STDs is up. Pregnancies is up. Dropout out of middle school is up. What in the ham sandwich a middle school can drop out of school?
You in seventh grade. What are you doing?
Hanging
out at Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah, this is America coming to.
And it's not just the parents' fault.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm not the type of dude to put everything on entertainment. Because right. I don't think entertainment makes anybody do anything.
Because the parents not educating what the kids are watching. Letting them know that what you see on TV, that's not real.
Right. But what I will say is, if that education is not there in the home, then it won't make you do nothing, but it will influence your actions.
There you go.
The movies, the television, the music.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be a very big influence.
Right.
It'll be a mentor.
You'll call a girl a B in a minute.
In a minute.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? In a minute.
Yep.
Just because your favorite artist did it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And as soon as you thought it was right or wrong, you know, nobody told you it was wrong or nobody really scolded you on not doing that.
Right.
And then you hear your favorite artist do it. You know what I'm saying? You see your favorite artist sipping on syrup.
Right.
Sipping on cough medicine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it already killed a couple of rappers in Houston.
Right.
It already killed DJ Screw. You know what I'm saying? And they sipping on codeine. You know what I mean? With a Jolly Rancher in the joint. Sipping on syrup. And all of a sudden, weed is not enough for you now.
Right.
So you influenced by your favorite rapper to start sipping on syrup.
Yeah.
And don't even realize in the video he got water in there.
Right. Yeah, all day.
You know what I'm saying?
If they in that bucket people in the video, don't you think they'd be in prison?
Telling you, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
So number three will be entertainment. Entertainment. And I think number four, before we go to a break, it would have to be our environment. You know what I'm saying?
Where we live.
Because I think, you know what I'm saying, where you grow up is very, very important.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? They have this theory that I just read about. This is a banging theory, yo. And, you know, we always talk about the psychological aspect, how somebody grows up and might be tripping mentally, so they do crazy stuff.
Right.
But there's an aspect called a broken window theory that suggests that, you know what I'm saying, the more broken windows you got in your neighborhood, the more likely to have crime. Now, here's what I mean by broken windows. You go into a neighborhood like Killing Creek. Killing Creek out here is a gorgeous neighborhood.
Unbelievable.
You know what I'm saying? If you got a house there, you got to keep the lawn cut or they'll call you.
That's right.
They got a homeowners association. You got to keep your shutters painted and stuff like that. When you go in there, you know what I'm saying? You feel like you go to Killing Creek, you won't walk on nobody's grass.
No.
There might not be a keep off grass sign, but because of the way it looks, you have respect.
That's right.
For that neighborhood because of the way it looks.
That's right.
But if you go into a neighborhood, garbage on the floor, you know what I'm saying? Car ain't got no tires on it. You know what I mean? Windows broken. House is looking raggedy.
Right.
There will more likely be crimes there because people do not respect the neighborhood.
That's right.
And criminals feel that they can get away with crimes because nobody is taking care of the neighborhood.
That's right.
I thought it was a banging theory. It's called a broken window theory. So what they say is, in order to turn crimes and gang violence around, don't only just work on the psychological aspect and the spiritual aspect of a person.
Physical.
You know what I'm saying? But the physical surroundings.
Right.
Because a lot of times, kids come to church, hear about Jesus, you know what I'm saying, and get saved spiritually, and psychologically they get ministered to, but then they still got to go back to the hood.
That's right.
They still got to go back to gunshots.
Yeah.
They still got to go back to you know what I'm saying, crack vials on the ground.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why neighborhood cleanups, beautifying the neighborhood, repainting.
And what happened with neighborhood watch, man?
I don't know.
Back in the day, you...
Yeah,
in the day, man, you can leave your door open.
I know.
The screen don't want nobody come up in
neighborhood
there.
Neighborhood watch. Yeah, community boards.
Yeah.
That would go and make sure that the neighbor was beautiful.
That's right.
Because people will treat your neighborhood the way it looks.
Community parties and block parties.
You know what happened? MySpace, YouTube, everybody's online. Everybody got friends online, but ain't got no friends in real life.
That is true.
Sorry.
That is true.
Sorry.
And churches don't care about making money now and don't care about the people itself.
A good amount of them.
Yeah.
I won't say all of them. A good amount.
Yeah, a good amount. Yeah.
So these are some reasons that we think gang violence happened. We're going to come back and we're going to thun y'all butts up.
Thun the crap out of you.
And see what can we do to stop this gang violence in America.
And yeah, get involved, y'all.
Word.
Slingshotthemovement.com. I told y'all, man, where there's a will, there's a way. Slingshot is the movement. And you already know. I'm so fly, walking on the sky, talking to the sun, I just wave by. You need 50 spaceships to reach this high, and even then you couldn't catch up like Heinz. I'm so Christ, I'm so cool, ahead of my class, now I got my own school. Saved by the bell, saved from the hell, Ivy League flow, boy, Harvard or Yale. Yeah, they say that boy getting changed like Maine, that boy must slang, him out there doing him thing. I said, nah, man, with the cane, but I'm still young Abel, loving my brother Kane. Now, watch me get it back like I borrowed it. My flow so future, this beat I tomorrowed it. Well, I killed it, so really I just sowed it. Had another bar to spit, but I just swallowed it. Lost without Christ, so his word I follow it. Empty out my sins, so my body I hollow it. And I fly through the landlord Camelo kid. I put his name before all that like a hello is. And hello kids, my name is Street. Pastor of the street, bring disaster to a beat. I'm like asthma to a beat. So get your inhaler, prevent heart failure. I'm on a whole new signal, no cellular. And my mom, they probably running and telling her, your son is a Martian, he's not of this world. And she'll reply, of course, with no remorse. You're not true, you're not what you think. Somebody gassed you, put 50 in your tank. To me, Kate is not a word, so a black ain't. And I'm so Van Gogh with these words I paint. And man, I just go, I don't even think. When you walk by faith, man, there's no need to blink. Now this is what we call cloud hopping. Pain got this beat pop locking. I don't need Cochran, my lawyer, he beat the case. Stepped off the cross onto Sin's face. Hey, shouts out to the homeboy Mace. I'm praying for the homeboy Mace. A lot of y'all been talking, knocking my faith. Throwing y'all stones, spitting in my face. I'm cool, man, I'm just following the steps of my father. Don't let me on your beat, I jack it like a starter. Slingshot the movement, y'all stuck on park. Bad boy, you're my skateboard like Bart. Ducks on my feet with the unlearned tees. God bless me to bless you, huh, sneeze.
What they don't know is
slingshotthemovement.com, man. Respect my G, Young Street, flatline every day.
Sean Slaughter and Cook Dog. Be very afraid.
Mr. Get back up is up again, doggone. I'm so stubborn, probably thought y'all were gonna kick me out the game. Blame for what you up against, you do not wanna tussle with. Trust me, there's trouble when I whisper out his name. Used to be yellow and high, now I'm just high yellow. You get a hello goodbye if we are not high level. Why devil is that you in that blue dress with your thighs out? Almost had me, but sadly I see straight through you, so ride out. Ayy, when I pull up in an all black with a couple of my homies in there looking for the one talking all black crap. I'm no better than the next man, am I? It's in my blood to be that thug, to be like cuz. I need them dubs, you out here flossing on. Come out of there with me, you walking home. And it's stuff in my vein to be like Maine. I got that flame, I got that cane, I got that thing. For those that think I ain't got aim, it's in me. But God was calling me, not half of me. All of me falling off me like all them leaves. Is that arrogant part of me? Not like,
my brand new necklace, yeah. On my brand new team. Not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims. Nah, no, women that just ain't me. Why? Ain't none of that set me free. Why? But I got a lot more kinfolk, I'm a die for what I live. Not my brand new necklace on my brand new team. Not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims.
and set me free. When I got a lot more camo, I'm a doctor for what I love.
I know I've said a lot of things to hit home like eggs on Halloween. Step inside my boxing ring and get hooked like the Docker ring. Truly bro, you should know, I give it to them all. Past, present, future flow, sushi flow, give it to them raw. Since my submersion and conversion, I've been swerving. From serving back to rebel, then from rebel back to serving. But forever at your service, smacking devils that disturb me. The same on Andalay, just add the smile, subtract the cursing. Hey, before I emceed, I might have Jack Dempsey. Give me the rim CDs, Rolex in your team, please. Riding in your Impala, bumping Bumpy and Pimp C. Cocky popping my collar, hollin', look, I'm a pimp. But 5-0 can change that with the quickness. Converted off in my cell, praying daddy, please fix this. I just wanna go home, it's number one on my wish list. The other day, some dude gave up and he died with his wrist slit.
Now I'm bad. Necklace on my brand new team. I'm not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims. Nah, I'm living that just ain't me. Why? Ain't none of that set me free. But I got a lot more kinfo, I'm a die for what I live. My brand new necklace on my brand new team. I'm not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims. Nah, I'm living that just ain't me. Why? Ain't none of that set me free. But I got a lot more kinfo, I'm a die for what I live.
The day of my demise, I'm a ride for the most high, won't stop. Even when I wanna give up and the devil is telling me I'ma never be the most, I hope I can't become. See, I'm a dedicated to die hard Christ fanboy. Demons devastated cause they hate what I stand for. Really though, you can do what you want to do, somebody baby choose me and grab me, shoot me and stab me. You've been harassing me all my life. I'm Mr. Get Back Up, they glad to see Yandelay. By that mean that they had the way. It ain't no games and no panic. Ain't now them demons run that away, yeah. See a soldier would never fold up and gotta hold up when everybody else running from the hills trying to be ready. I mean I gotta sit ready because the devil will get me if I'm not. This is what I do on a daily basis. A soldier that's a loose like them recruits on them naval bases. You don't really like me, I see through all your shady faces. But I'm on here, gangster, cause I know heaven's gates await me. So cheer. Yeah, I'm dope, I said it. Sick MC, I hope I spread it. Dissing me is so pathetic. Game is over, so pathetic.
Now my brand new necklace on my brand new team. Not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims. Nah, I'm living that just ain't me. Why? Ain't none of that set me free. Why? But I got a lot more kinfo, I'ma die for what I live. Now my brand new necklace on my brand new team. Not the brand new cutlass on them brand new rims. Nah, I'm living that just ain't me. Why? Ain't none of that set me free. Why? But I got a lot more kinfo, I'ma die for what I live.
This dude that do this music so beautifully, that be I. You couldn't figure me out if you recruited the FBI.
And we out.
Yeah.
Yeah, this your boy T-Dog, Soul Speak ENT in the building. Man, we about that kingdom business, homeboy. Andale, let them know what it is.
Hey, yo, you must be nuts, B. If you think I'm ever giving up, nope. Plus, B, I'm clutch, yo. Trust me, it cuts deep the way them people left him. Before you heard the single on your F him, it was middle fingers, F him. He too church for him. He too street for him. Get yourself a Sealy Posture Peter, because I'm not the one to sleep on. Preach on, I will, because these songs I feel could have the whole hood singing, not mine, but thy will. Standing on the edge, ready to dive off. But life is tosh off, so I stay on my grind, dog. So many fathers on the road. And now these deadbeat pastors wanna ask us why their daughters on the pole balance. That's where I come in though, to introduce you to hope. I'm hoping with just a stroke of this pencil. Look, I know this offends you, so what it's meant to. See, the butter knives ain't working, so I go with the Ginsu.
Ham show.
All day.
Sean and Cook.
Woo. You know what I'm saying? Cookie Moran, a.k.a. formerly known as Saint Nick. Cook Dog, the drummer Beast Boy.
Cookie Moran.
And we are talking about
gangs in America.
The G-A-N-G.
And the rise of gangs in America.
Yeah, and what can we do
what
to
can we
save
do?
Our young people? They are our future.
Well, what do you think one of the first things that we can do, Cook? We need help, dog. What's one of the first things we
can do? I think the first thing we need to do is educate young people about gangs and what it can lead to.
Okay.
The consequences of you being a gang.
I agree with that.
What? What will you end up like?
Because young people, if you think you're going to get in a gang and you're going to be the next American gangster, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to be a wankster.
You might be the next American pond box.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And they might be using your body to push up daisies.
That's right.
I'm talking real talk right now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Because or you're gonna be behind cell block 222 with your more with your man Big Mike.
Tossing your salad.
That's right.
You ask him, do you want ranch or Caesar?
That's right. Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Jadakiss lied to y'all.
Yeah.
What Jadakiss said, real gangsters don't die, they just get chubby and move to Miami. That's what Jadakiss said in the rap. I'm sorry, Jadakiss. You know what I'm saying? But the majority of gangsters die.
Yeah.
Usually with a bullet in their head, chest,
right,
or some other body part.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Most gangsters got closed caskets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At their funerals. You know what I mean? Most gangsters die young.
Yeah.
Before their potential is reached.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Most gangsters go to prison at on numerous occasions.
That's right.
Are jailbirds.
And most gangsters rise to the top and one day fall the next.
And that's so true because when you hear about these big gangsters, you think that their reign was like 10, 15, 20 years.
Nah.
Most of these gangsters' reign was from like a year to 5 years.
That's right.
Average.
Average.
I would say the average was probably maybe a year and a half, 2 years when they was doing it.
That's right.
So they got a big name for making money for 2 years and got 3 life sentences.
Or they dead.
Or they dead.
That's right.
They dead. And then, you know what I'm saying, when somebody asks you or ask your family about you and they say you passed away, your family, it's going to be difficult for your family to even say something good about you.
That's right. That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
In that line, try to think of something they can say good.
Right. They're going to say, yo, he was a good guy. He was a good boy.
He's a drug dealer who sold drugs to people.
Right.
And he killed people.
And killed people. And killed his community by selling drugs and bucking at them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Broken neighbors' homes.
Right.
Rob old ladies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Raping them and stuff. Come on, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing good about that.
I ain't going front, yo. You soft, B.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to buck on you.
And I hope you burn in hell.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
Daddy deserved to die. Hope they burned in hell.
Right,
yo, how come Samuel Jackson always yelling in the movie?
I don't know. Y'all.
What's up with all these snakes on this play?
Yo, we had to do
sidebar.
That.
Sidebar.
We had to lighten it up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And we didn't want y'all to go to hell.
Yeah, we just, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just quote the movie.
We want y'all to go to heaven, yo.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We really want y'all to go to heaven.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think another way that we can turn things around is, you know what I'm saying? It's like what you said, get involved in our community.
Yeah.
There are community, there still are neighborhood things that are going on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That you can get involved in. There's weed and seed programs. There's youth programs. And the crazy thing is, it's so hard for these people to find people. Because, see, what we want to do is we want to do something once or twice.
Right.
And then we want to give a church and testify.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I went and I fed some kids. And, we fed them. And we preaching the gospel. You're not preaching the gospel.
Nah.
You went and fed somebody one time? I mean, all right, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? But we need to get people involved in our life.
Right.
Here's what I'm not saying. When I say stuff like that, people get scared because you're thinking, well, I'm not having all these strangers in my life. Let me tell you something. Whoever won Billy Graham to the Lord is going to have so much on his account in heaven.
That's right.
Whoever won Joel Osteen to the Lord.
Right.
T.D. Jakes to the Lord.
Right.
You don't have to have a million strangers in your house and a million strangers in your world. All you really need is one or two people that you're looking after.
That's right.
That you're praying for, that you're caring for, that when something go down, they can come to you.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Sure. That you're sowing into.
That's right.
The Bible says one can put 1,000 flight, two can put 10,000 a flight.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? God wants quality soldiers because a quality soldier, a quality disciple will win more souls.
That's right.
You don't need a trillion people. You know what I'm saying? But get involved in your community. Do something.
That's right.
Help out. You know what I'm saying? Be continuously active. And then if God places a person in your life, invite them into your world.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
All day. I think another thing is parents, get your kids involved in after school programs, sports, activities.
I totally agree.
Keep them busy.
I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? What it say when you're sitting around doing nothing, the devil play tricks on you.
I totally.
All day.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I put it like this, yo. I know me and you cook. You know what I'm saying? We done some crazy stuff in our life.
All day.
But if it wasn't for sports.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I know we were scared to get kicked off the team.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Scared to not play.
That's right.
So our actions was curbed because we was part of organizations that we loved and cared about.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And so so as wild as we was, you know what I'm saying? We didn't go totally off the end.
That's right.
Because we had something there was a purpose.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Get your kid involved in sports.
Yeah. Something that they love to do. Karate.
You know what I'm saying?
Arts and crafts. Something. Keep them off the streets.
And churches.
That because you live in the hood don't mean you got to be a hoodlum.
Hello. Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And what you say about churches?
Churches.
Church.
Church. Get over here.
Get over here.
Get your butt over here.
Come over here.
Get over here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Churches. You know, Tommy Barnett has a thing called a Dream Center in L.A.
Right.
He feeds people. Feeds about, I think, 3,000 people a day. Clothes people. They bought a hospital. On each floor, they got a floor for families that don't have nowhere to live.
Wow.
They got a floor for teens. They got a floor for druggies and alcoholics. They got a floor where you can go get your GED.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is how you affect the community.
That's right.
God was so concerned with the poor. You know what I'm saying? This is how you affect the community.
That's right.
You go serve the poor, and through serving the poor, you have an opportunity to share the gospel and invite them into your life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
All day.
Every church should have some type of dream center.
That's right.
Every church should have some type of halfway house or
safe haven place.
Safe haven.
Yeah.
Or be involved or giving money to.
That's right.
A safe haven, halfway house, some type of place where those who are broken and desperate can come to.
Amen. I agree.
Instead of coming to a church, they go to a gang.
Yep.
It shouldn't be like that.
That's right.
But let me go ahead and just thunder y'all butts real quick about what the word says.
Thunder! Thunder! Thundercat! Oh! Listen, people.
Listen. And Jesus answered. Matthew chapter 12.
And Jesus said, I'm done.
Verse 29.
And
Jesus answered.
Answered and said,
the foremost is.
Yes.
Hear, O Israel.
Uh-huh.
The Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
Is one Lord.
Uh-huh.
And you shall love the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Your God.
Uh-huh.
With all your heart.
Uh-huh.
With all your soul.
Uh-huh.
And with all your mind. And.
Uh-huh.
With all your strength.
Amen.
They don't want to hear this part, though.
Go ahead.
The second is this.
Uh-huh. Dee-da.
You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
Shut down, nation of Israel.
The two greatest commandments, Jesus said, there's no other commandments better than these. Loving God with all that you are and loving your neighbor. How can
somebody
say they love God who they can't see,
but hate
they brother
they see every day? That is a powerful
Jesus. I put it this way: if you're not getting involved somehow in ministering, making disciples, pouring into somebody's life, it takes one person. You know what I'm saying? I gotta question your love for God. I'm sorry.
He's sorry.
True.
But he's speaking the truth.
I got a question, your love.
And the truth will set you free.
Because God loves people.
That's right.
And your love for God will drive you
to love people.
To love people.
That's right.
Is there not one person in your community that you can talk to, you know what I'm saying, once a week, once every 2 weeks?
That's right.
That you can pour into. Just one person.
Let me tell you, and another thing, man.
Go ahead, yo.
If you claim that you are a child of God and God is your everything,
right?
You can at least influence, change one person's life.
One person's life? Can't say that, you know what I'm saying, I never would have made it.
Yeah.
Of course, if it wasn't for Jesus.
Right.
But thank God he sent you.
That's right.
Is there one person that can say that
just
about you?
Just one.
Is there one person that every single time they tell their testimony, your name comes up?
Mm.
They don't want to hear this, yo. Let me tell you something. The greatest thing that can happen to me in life is for somebody to come up and tell their testimony. And in the long list of names that God done used,
that's right.
You know what I'm saying? My name comes up. I know it's not just me. I know it's not just me.
That's right.
But in that long, in them 20 names, I'm one of those 20.
That's right.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Good to the hood. And to the suburb.
So, and to the farmers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And the trailer park.
You know what I mean? So, if we want to stop the rise of gangs, if we want to stop our community decaying, we understand that sin abounds, but grace even more abounds.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And where the devil's trying to do things, you know what I'm saying? The Bible says that God will raise up a standard.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Against the devil, man.
That's right.
But he's going to do it through us, church.
That's right.
Through us, people.
That's right.
Let's do it, man.
We need to get involved with these young people. Know what they're doing.
Know what they're
about.
Doing.
Know what they're doing.
And don't be afraid to buck on them.
That's right.
You're a mentor. Don't be afraid to call a young person out.
That's right.
They need that. They need that discipline in their life.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't forget to check out the hamsandwichshow.com. You know what I'm saying? Ham Sandwich Network. You can get the Ham Sandwich Show on iTunes. And, you know what I'm saying? Or you can get the RSS feed at the hamsandwichshow.com. Don't forget to call us, 757-325-9493 for your questions and comments, or email us, ham@slaughtermusic.com.
Yep.
Hey, yo. It's your boy, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Cookie Morant.
Yo, just sound funny, yo. I'm sorry, yo. It's gonna sound funny for the next like 3 weeks to be.
Yeah, yeah.
But we appreciate y'all taking your time out.
Yes.
And listening to the What in the Ham Sandwich? Peace.
One.
Really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay and give back everything you ever took away. They say men are from Mars, women are from Venus, but watch out for the Venus flytrap. I'm not talking about Venus or Serena. There's a girl out there, I know you seen her. You saw her with guys who mistreat her. She caught your eye at the theater, thinking what happened to Benita. Apple bum at the club with the apple bottom, but you can't stop staring. Do you have a problem? Thinking like she's so trashy, speaks unclassy and likes to get nasty. Yeah, she's so easy to judge. You can tell by her face she don't believe in love no more. You don't gotta buy that girl a ring, just tell her that she's pretty and ask for that thing. You wanna kick it with her then slide out. Wait a couple days, you gon' find out. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gon' have to pay and give back everything you ever took away. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay and give back everything you ever took away. They call a devil in a red dress, make a blue collar man spend all of his check. Walk by, got every man turning his neck. So fly, but on the inside she's a beautiful mess, much too complex. Hypnotized with her hips and thighs, got you in a hex, saying who got next. They say love is blind, but so is lust. We represent our weakness like gang signs and throw it up. For you it's just a fantasy inside of your mind, but for her it's like deja vu, press and rewind. Cause every time she meets a guy, it might be a type. They tell lies, buy things, and try to spend a night. It's been that way since she hit 13. Now she's 26 and all caught up in the scene, wishing a man would treat her like a queen, but they tell her quit chasing a dream.
don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay,
pay back.
And give back everything you ever took away. It don't really work that way. It don't really work that way. Somebody's gonna have to pay,
pay back.
And give back everything you ever took away.
So many nicknames, none of them are compliments. So many boyfriends, none of them are prospects. Say a prayer for the secret mistress, cause she'll be alone on Christmas. All the part-time lovers get back with their wives again. Take them out to dinner, serenaded with violence. The number got erased from the cell phone, like she never existed. And he figured that his family will never know. He can move on, pretend like it never happened. But when he closes his eyes, he can still see the satin red ribbon she would tickle his face with. And he's not sure how much longer he can fake this. Losing sleep, afraid he might lose respect. How can he avoid the conflict of a gruesome end? And he knows his time is running out. He's just hoping that nobody finds out.
Oh. Everything done in the darkness will eventually be revealed to the light. The light will be revealed to the light. Everything done in the darkness will eventually be revealed.